Welcome to this RIM training session. This is Q&A, review, and update. Okay, first off, so let's look at just quick housekeeping. All the sessions are now out at this site. And let me just go out there and verify right here. And we just got the last session out today. So it's there now. Oops. And the password is in the mind map. The password is RIM system. Okay, and there we go. There's the last session. All the other sessions are there as well. The live sessions will be at this link as usual. And we've got several more Q&A sessions to go. I believe that what I promised was a monthly Q&A session for the next 5 weeks, but we'll go as long as we need to. As long as there's questions, I'll continue to have Q&A sessions. And so this will be considered the first Q&A session. And then the next class will be another bonus class, which will be on stock investing. And we'll talk about that at the end of the session. Any questions you have, just submit them to this link right here. All right. I'm going to do a quick review of the prior sessions. First week, we covered fast cash techniques, and I gave you several different ways of earning money quickly. One of the primary ones being FBA, Fulfillment by Amazon, and I've got an update for that today, too. I've got a couple other ideas. I'm going to show you the items I found in my shopping trip today. Okay, so you can go through here. My map is in the members area. There's tons and tons of ideas here for you to make some extra money. The second session we did was on Udemy, and I've been following up with that as we've been going through this class, showing you how to take advantage of the Udemy affiliate program, as well as creating courses that you can sell or give away for free on Udemy. Email marketing we covered in the third session, and information right here. We got a couple of questions about that I'll be covering. The next session we covered was selling on Amazon, and specifically selling private label products where you brand your own product to resell on Amazon. And that is, if you have heard of the ASM model, the Amazing Selling Machine, which was about a $3,500 product that was released last year by Matt Clark and Jason Katzenbach. That's what we covered here. We covered kind of an overview of how to do that, really step by step on how to do that. The next week we covered ClickBank. I showed you a couple techniques for using ClickBank. And then last week we covered membership sites. All right, so I'm going to look at the FBA update real quick, and then we'll get into the questions that I have and then any questions that you have here. There was a mistake on the registration page for this week. This week was scheduled to be a one-hour session because it's Q&A instead of 2 hours, instead of hour and a half. But we, if it turns out to be that we don't have any more questions, then we'll end it before then. Okay? Product sourcing idea. This is an interesting thing. I forgot to tell you when I did the FBA session. Have you ever watched the TV show Shark Tank? Shark Tank is a show, it's a great show, where entrepreneurs pitch their ideas to seasoned businessmen and women. And then the businessmen and women will offer them, if they like the idea, they will offer them money to invest in their company. Well, I read about this idea that, let me find it here, Nathan Holmquist had on his Back to the Future site. I recommended this site last week, and I'm still, you know, this is just one of the really great articles in here about selling items that you hear about on Shark Tank. And basically the idea is, what happens is, when someone brings a product to the Shark Tank, a product that they, generally when someone brings product, it's something they've already sold some of the product. It's already been manufactured, and they're just looking for some investor money to get a bigger, higher distributorship, or to improve the product, or to be able to order higher quantities so they can get the cost down. So generally, they've already sold some of the product. So a lot of times, they have websites where they're selling their product. And so the idea here is, that you find out what the product, what the Shark Tank episode is going to be about, what the product is. And usually if you watch before the show starts, you know, a few days, they have commercials, and you'll kind of get an idea about who the product inventors are and what they're selling. But even if you can't, even if you just watch the show right when it comes on, then you can go to their website, order their product, and what happens is a lot of people do that and they sell out real quick because they don't have a huge inventory. So you grab the product and then resell it on Amazon. So that's, I thought that was a really good idea from Nathan. Let me go over the treasures I found today. As you may remember, Mondays are my best days for selling on Amazon, or I'm sorry, finding products to sell on Amazon through my local thrift shop. And that's, I kind of theorize that's because on the weekends people are cleaning out their houses and they're taking anything, and maybe they're having a yard sale, maybe not, anything that's not sold at the yard sale, or if they just don't want to have a yard sale, they just take it to Goodwill on the weekend, and then on Monday, that's when they start putting those items out. So I want to show you what I found today. Hang on just a second here. Okay, I want to make sure you can see this. So here are the items I found today in my Goodwill shopping trip. There's one particular Goodwill that I like to go to because it's really close to the grocery store I go to. So I just go there and when I'm going to the grocery store. But I always plan a trip on Monday. All right, so here is one of the items I found. And this is actually a music box. See inside of that, and it plays Raindrops Keep Falling on Your Head. And it does play. And here is the bottom side of it. I always look at the bottom of an item that looks interesting to see if I can get any more information about it, see if it might be telling me that it's worth some money. And right here I see, I've never heard of this brand before, but anytime I see something like Swiss Musical Movement, then that gets me curious. And so I looked this up real quick and saw that there was some items similar to this on Amazon. Let's see if I can find that. R-E-U-G. Okay, and I was able to pull this up while I was at the Goodwill. But even if I hadn't been able to pull this up with my smartphone, I still would have got that item because it only costs, as you can see, the price tag is upside down, but the price was $2.99. So that's worth a chance if that's worth any money. Now, some of these are selling, as you can see, some of these are selling for quite a lot. But I think these are probably more vintage and more collectible. I don't see any on here that are similar to the one I have. Maybe this one here for $60. Yeah, I don't really see anyone. There's tons and tons on here. There's over 20. So we'll see. I'll probably put that on eBay just to see what it sells for. But anytime you find something like this, what I imagine is that someone was probably cleaning out the house of a deceased relative, and they found this and really didn't really care if it had any value or not. They just took it to Goodwill. And so if they took this to Goodwill, they probably took a lot of other things to Goodwill as well. And so anytime you find something like this, start looking in the same general vicinity. Like this, I found this on a shelf where they keep a lot of porcelain collectibles and things. So I started looking around to see what else might have been from that same house. And I found this. This, I'm not quite sure what you would call this. It kind of looks maybe like an olive tray. But I turned it over and noticed that, I don't know if you can read that or not, But it's hand painted. And actually, there was several price tags on it, as you can see the price tags here. I think it was $1.99 or $2.99. I can't tell by that. But it was not very much. And I had to kind of scrape off a little bit of that price tag just to be able to read the name here. And you can see it's hand painted by Milson and Lewis. So I looked that up, and it looks like that is a very popular brand of porcelain. So that definitely has some value. And then in the same general area, I found this, which is a glass vase that's by the Livy Glass Company. And I also looked that up. And this was, I think, 99 cents. Yeah, there was no price tag on this one. The girl at cash register said, oh, it's 99 cents. So I said, okay, cool, 99 cents. So some of these have some value too. And if you remember what I look for stuff like this, I look for brands on a sticker or a brand that's stamped into the item itself, or sometimes even if it's etched into the item. So some type of brand. So in the case of the music box, it was I can't pronounce that. R-E-U-G-E. I have no idea. It's Swiss. In this case, this was this brand here. And in this case, this was this glass company, which was Toledo, Ohio. So anytime I see something that's actually made in the USA, then that kind of makes me curious about it. Usually it's got some value to it. And finally, I found this. And this looks like a porcelain collectible clock. And the clock mechanism right here was not there. So that's missing, but that's very easy to find one. Just put in here, you can get one of these at Michael's Craft Shop for probably a couple of bucks. So looked at that, and the price was $2.99. But the price sticker was obstructing the brand on it. So kind of peeled that back, and I don't know if you can read that or not, but it's a Linux. And Linux is definitely collectible. So we'll see if that has any value. Okay, next I found this. This is a Wii Sports Pack. I paid $6.99 for this, but this will go for, I've got it here, I looked it up on Amazon, and it's brand new. So if you look under the new ones, it says, you know, $19.99, 19 new from $10, but if I look at only the FBA ones, I see that the lowest price one on here, this FBA, is $30, $29.95. So I paid $6.99, so I should be able to get $28 to $29 for this. That's a good find. Next one I found was this. And this is something I forgot to tell you about in the mind map for FBA. I'm going to add that. Go ahead and add that now. Finding items right here. Right here. And that is Audible books and CDs only. All right, so this is an Audible book, Joe Nesbo the Snowman. This I paid $2.99 for, and right here you can see there's 9 CDs here. There's actually more than that. There's a total of 13, because if you flip these over, there's some of these have CDs on the back as well. So there's actually 13 CDs. It looks like it's brand new. The CDs look like they have never been even opened, but I'm going to go ahead and list it as used. Now, looking for Audible books like this, these things are really popular with people who travel a lot. Pilots, I've got a buddy that's a pilot, and he loves Audible books. Pilots, salesmen, they're on the road a lot. Just anyone who travels a lot loves these Audible books. But the thing is, you want to make sure that you only buy the ones that are CDs. If they're cassettes, they generally just don't sell well. And the other one, there's another format too, and I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. But anyway, the CDs are the only version that you want. Go to Amazon and show you what this is worth. I paid $2.99 for this whole thing. Right here. And this is the listing. And as you can see right here, this is, I'm going to list it as used. But as you can see here, the lowest used one is $46. Click on there. I'm going to click. There's none that are listed for FBA. And look at this. If somebody's trying to sell one for $599, $554. Generally, when you see this, this is probably, they're probably using some software tool that is automatically adjusting their price based off of some algorithm they have. And sometimes the prices get kind of out of whack. But this one right here, you can see is $46. And if we go to the new one, you can see the new one they're selling for $57. So this definitely, I'll be able to probably get about, I'll probably list this for $45. We'll see if it sells. Okay, next item. I found this is a really nice set of books. There was three books in this set, the Griffin and Saban Trilogy by Nick Bantock. And this is what it looks like on the side of it with all three books. And going to Amazon, where is it at? Right here. As you can see, now this is just one book. So we're not looking at this one. We're actually looking at this one right here. This looks exactly like what I've got, the box set. So this is used. So the used one is going for $20.86, but let's see if those are FBA. So I'm going to go here, and I'm going to click on used, and I'm going to click on FBA only. Okay, so $25 is the lowest price one. So I'll sell mine for $24. It cost me $1.59 times three. So that was what? Three. So less than $5. All right, and that's it. This is back to the beginning. So that's what I found today. So I found some really good stuff with Goodwill today. If you're not taking advantage of your local Goodwill store or local thrift shops, I highly recommend that. Find some really, really good stuff. All right, so let's cover the questions now that I had come in and then any questions that you have today. Okay, Mike wants to know, he said, I realize we never discussed silly memes and cartoons, but I know you were working on Happy Happy Dog Dog Project. Can you discuss how to monetize memes? I did forget about that, but I've got a product for you that includes information on how to do memes. All right, and it's right here. That'll be in your mind map. I'll go ahead and put it into the chat now. People that are here, go ahead and grab it. But the link will be there for you. And that covers in just a second. Well, it's in the zip file there, but it covers the memes as well as some other ideas with Teespring. All right, so let me go out. I'm going to show you my Facebook page for the Happy Happy Dog Dog that Mike was talking about. Okay, I'm on the Happy Happy Dog Dog fan page that I set up. And we set this up more as an experiment just to see if we could get people liking it, seeing if we could get our likes down to a penny or less per like. And so we're advertising right now, and I'll show you some of the data from the advertising. But the bonus that you'll get that I talked about right here, it includes information on how to set up a fan page. It includes information on using memes, and this is what we use memes for. We use memes on the Facebook fan pages to get our fans interested and get them engaged in the fan page, because we want people to go out and start sharing these images, and some have. And as they share them, more and more people come to the fan page. Right now, we have 1,576 likes on this, and this was, we just started promoting this last Tuesday. And let me go to the ads now. Ad manager. Hopefully this will work. Hopefully this will open. I've not even been into ads since we set this up. But I'm going to show you some things in here. All right, I'm going to go to my default Facebook page, and then I'll look for the ads. Facebook makes things hard to find sometimes. Okay, we set these ads up under my assistant's name, just so that she could work on them as well, so we don't have to log into each other's Facebook pages or Facebook accounts. All right, so this one, there's nothing here. That's something else. So it's right here. Okay, so right here are the different ads. And we have different images that we're showing. We're kind of split testing the images to see which ones get the best response. And this is the first time I've even looked in here to see, so this is interesting for me. So I'm not sure why. Here's the problem, though. Facebook is not splitting these appropriately. Maybe they're splitting them based off of what the response has been. I don't know, they might be judging them based off that, but I would really prefer they didn't. But as you can see here, this one's got 73,000 views. This one's got 38,000. This one's got 15. So this one has 771 likes. So they should tell us somewhere our average cost per like. Right here. So this one is 2 cents, which is not bad. I'd like to see this down to 1 cent or less. It'll get better as we go, because the more people who like the page, the more frequently the images will show up on other people's pages. So we're going to get free advertising, basically. So this one, 218, this is also 2 cents per click. And then this one up here, 2 cents. So they're performing about the same, these three here. And this is our default. This is the one I've kind of figured would win. That's not it. Nope. This is the one I thought would win. But it looks like it's not. This one is doing well. And this one's doing well. And as far as the images go, the bonus that you're getting that I just sent you will have information on how to find images. I go through exactly where to get them. And basically, we got these images from Flickr. I think that's the only place, yeah, Flickr. So you'll see how to do that. All right. Now, another important thing I wanted to look at here is the insights. And I don't see a way to get to the insights from the ad manager, so I'm going to go back to the page itself. So, and oh, by the way, I've got my ads, I think $5 per day is what I'm spending. Let me see here. I'll show you where I'm targeting to. We're targeting people who live in the United States. You have to target at least one location. So we just target the United States. And then we're targeting people who like all these things: American Bulldog, Boxer Dog, dogs, Golden Retriever, Labrador Retriever. And we'll refine this list as we go. But I want it to be as broad as possible. And also who speaks English and who are not already connected to Happy Happy Dog Dog. So if someone is already a fan of Happy Happy Dog Dog, they won't see my ads. So it kind of eliminates people who are already your fans. Okay? And my ad budget, I've got $5 per day. All right, I'm going to go ahead and go over. I'm going to leave this open. I'm going to go back to Facebook. I don't need this anymore. back to Facebook, and I'm going to go back to Happy Happy Dog Dog. And I'm going to look for insights. And it's right here. See insights. Insights is sort of like Facebook's version of Google Analytics. So it shows you the analytics once you've gotten some fans on here. You have to have a few fans. I think it's like maybe 500 fans. Maybe it's 100. I can't remember. But after a certain number of fans, then you'll be able to see the insights. You don't have to do anything to get the insights. They automatically deliver those to you. You just have to press the button. And then there's a tour here that kind of tells you what it is. But what I want to see is I want to see, yeah, the people. So there's different things right here, people. To me, this is the really important thing, because this is going to tell me where my most active fans are, or who my most active fans are, the demographics of the active fans. So as you can see right here, my fans, women make up 80% of my fans. That's huge. That tells me a great deal. That tells me that I should probably only target women. That, as you can see, women make up slightly less than half of all Facebook users, yet I'm getting 80% women, so I should probably just eliminate the men altogether, and that will cut, I mean, that will literally cut my ad budget in half, because now I'm no longer targeting this 54% of men. All right, let's see what else we can find out. These are the age groups of people who are accessing my page, or who are liking my page. Now you can see, I hate how it dims it when I hover over it, but as you can see right here, this is 21% are 55 to 64, and then the next one is 17% at 45 to 54, and then the next one is 13% at 65 plus. So this is telling me that I should probably target, and this is good because this tells me that these people are more likely to have money anyway to spend on stuff. Unfortunately, Facebook doesn't give you any analytics on the financial information of the users, but generally speaking, these are the people who have the money. So I can just target people 45 and older and eliminate all these youngsters here. And that will allow me to refine my audience even more and basically, for lack of a better term, get rid of the dead weight. Get rid of the people who aren't clicking my ads. Because I know this question is going to come up. My ads are CPM, okay? So cost per thousand. When you're doing a like campaign to get people to like your page, you always do cost per 1,000 likes, okay? And you can see here, even though I'm targeting the United States, I'm getting other countries in here. You know why? It's because I'm getting shares from the people who are liking it. And so these people are likely coming because they're friends with the people who came through the ads. So these people are coming through, and I'm getting them for free. Okay, and this tells you other stuff too, like you see the likes here by day. So you see here how many likes I'm getting per day. Or actually, this is the total likes. And the total reach. And the reach is just how many people my posts are getting to through ads and through the organic part of Facebook, through people sharing and the posts showing up on other people's timelines, okay? And then visits, posts, like people posting, engaging with my posts. All right, so another important question is, how am I going to monetize this? Okay, well, I've got a couple of things I'm going to be testing out. Number one, I haven't actually started doing any ads or anything to this yet. Let me go back to the actual page itself. Okay. I haven't started advertising or promoting anything yet. I wanted to get a few fans, and I think now it's, you know, over 1,000. I think it's pretty good. and I wanted to get a few posts up. So we've got quite a few posts now. And these are all scheduled. You can schedule posts. I'm probably show this to you before, but it doesn't hurt to show you again right here. When you start a post down here, you'll see a little clock. You click that, then you can schedule your post for a time and date in the future. And that's what we do. So periodically through the day, these are automatically being posted by the Facebook itself. So for monetizing, I've got a couple of things. Number one, we'll be doing some Teespring shirts. Number two, we're going to start building an email list from these people. And I've got a website, Happy Happy Dog Dog. Oops, that's not it. We couldn't get the, I guess it did .org. That's it. Yeah, happyhappydogdog.org. And this, I'm going to be giving away a report on how to increase your dog's lifespan by 2 to 5 happy or healthy happy years. And that's how I'm going to be collecting the email addresses, is giving away this report. And this report is just a bunch of PLR material that I have had for years and years, and I just took bits and pieces out of the PLR to come up with ways to increase your dog's lifespan. You know, stuff like the types of foods that dogs should eat, the types of foods that you shouldn't feed your dog, like, for instance, I don't know if you know this or not, but wheat, corn, and soy are very bad for dogs. You should never feed your dog food that has wheat, corn, or soy, and a lot of the dog food companies put those ingredients in there as filler. There's tons of other things like that. It's really, really good. If you have a dog, you should go here. I'll put it in the chat. Go here and request that free report. It's really good. I do say so myself. All right, so we got that. I will be selling pet supplements within the next couple of weeks. I just got notified today that they're on their way. They'll be here next week. I'm selling the hip and joint pain relief supplements because that's what my dog has. My dog has arthritis in her back legs, and so she's on a supplement for that. And so I just created my own supplement brand through a company, and we talked about that, I believe, in the Amazon part. Let me see if we talked about that. Yeah, selling supplements, and I'm using Vitalabs. Okay, and the other thing will be T-shirts. We'll start experimenting with some T-shirts for dog lovers. And then this page will morph into, once we get this going good, then we'll start doing other dog breeds. Pages specifically for certain dog breeds. Okay, so that was kind of a long answer to that question, but I wanted to show you exactly what you're talking about. And monetizing memes, basically, we're just using the memes here to give content to people, and then the people here will be our customers for our other products. Okay, Mike also wanted to know about, you mentioned using OPM to build a list. I think I kind of cut off some of that question. Basically, his question was, what is OPM? And OPM, I probably forgot to tell you, but it stands for Other People's Marketing. And we talked about that in the email part, using the two different list building models here. Both of these are using other people's marketing to build your list. The Launch Leech, which you can look at here, and the Borrowed Proof Method, both use the lists of other people. So you're using other people's marketing to build your list. That's what that is talking about. Okay, John wants to know how to get started with Amazon without a big cash outlay up front. The best way to get started on Amazon without putting up a ton of money for to buy samples or to buy an inventory or product is just get a few samples of the product, even if you pay retail for it. So let's say you're wanting to sell something that's a kitchen gadget. Maybe it's a, we talked about the silicon baking mats. I don't even know what they're for. I just saw, on Amazon they're selling. What you can do is just find a supplier using Alibaba, and we talked about that in the Amazon session. Just find someone who's selling those and say, hey, I'd like to order some samples. Give me a price on 10 samples. You know, even if I'm paying retail, I don't care. I just want to get some samples. So get the samples in, and you're only paying for, you know, say 5 or 10, whatever you need, just to test it out, and then put those on Amazon and see if they're selling. See if you can actually sell them. And then if you start selling them, then you know that it's a viable product. If it doesn't, then forget it and go on to something else. So that's how you can start off quickly. Also, if you want to sell supplements, we talked about this also. Vitalabs has a private label rights program where you can buy as little as, I think you can buy as little as 10, it might be 25, but I think it's 10 bottles of certain supplements. So you can go there and request their price list and start testing those out. Okay. Sally wants to know, should I choose a niche I know nothing about? Okay, we talked about this. I've talked about this many, many, many times, and it goes into the passion myth. A lot of people think that they have to get into niches that they already know something about or are already passionate about. Then nothing can be further from the truth. If you do that, then you're really going to limit yourself on what you can sell and the niches you can get into. So I say that you go after niches where you can make money, and then once you start making money, I guarantee you'll start to get passionate about the niche. Okay? Mo wants to know, which fields in an Amazon listing are searchable? That is an excellent question. All right, let me show you. And it really depends on the product, because there are certain fields that open up for certain products. Let's go here and let's look for this supplement. Look at this one. I'm looking for one thing in particular. Okay, right here. All right, so I'm looking at this one. Now, what I mean by searchable is when someone searches for keywords, a customer searches for keywords, it pulls up your product in the search results. So let's take this one as an example. This is Universal Nutrition Animal Pack Sports Nutrition Supplement. So I just pulled this one up because it's the first one that came up. I'm going to take the ASIN number and let's copy this. ASIN is a unique number on Amazon. So there's only one product on Amazon that has this number, and that's this product right here. And you can prove that by searching for that ASIN. If I search for that ASIN, that's the only product that shows up. Okay? So now, if we use that ASIN to search and we start using keywords, we can see what this item is showing up for. So let's do one that I know it's not showing up for. Let's just do some just random characters like that. I know it's not going to show up for that, so show you what it looks like. It looks just like this. It says your search did not match any products. All right? So now let's do a search. The reason I did that was just to show you how to do the searching. All right, so now let's do that plus the word universal. I know it'll show up universally. It's in the title. All right, now, once again, this is the only product that shows up. So now we can kind of reverse engineer what this guy's doing just by entering the ASIN number and any keyword that we think he might be using. And we can kind of reverse engineer and figure out all these keywords. But now the question was, which of the fields in the product listing are searchable? So the title definitely is searchable. This right here, there's no title for this, but Amazon calls this the feature list, or the features. So the features here are searchable, and we can prove that too. Let me show you. I'll just search for the first one here. Case of 44 packets of sports nutrition supplements. Let's search for that, and that should show up. And this is the only product that shows up, see? And even though it says here, did you mean, Amazon just tries to correct you sometimes if they think you're looking for something else, but this definitely showed up for this. So that proves that the feature list is searchable. Let's do another one. Let's do naturally enhances the body's ability. Let's look for those words. And again, it shows up. All right, so number one, the title. Number two, the feature list. And not all products will have feature lists. Okay, down here, the other one will be the category. So if you search any of the words in the category, which is right here, and this one is health and personal care, this item should come up for those words, even if they're not in the title. Uh-oh, I'm wrong there. So it does not work for the category. That's interesting because it does with Kindle books. So let's delete that one. It does not work for category. I want to look again. Let's look for just personal care. It didn't show up. So category is not searchable. Let's look at some of the other categories. How about pre-workout? Okay, that showed up for pre-workout, although pre-workout might be, yeah, pre-workout is in the feature list, so you can't go by that. It's probably searching it based off that. So I would say that it's not, the categories are not searchable. Some items also have this information, like safety warning, ingredients, directions, and legal disclaimer. There's certain things there. They're generally not going to be searchable, but we'll test that and see. Let's go ahead and search for this phrase here. Not showing up, so that's not searchable. The other one I thought might be searchable, because this is a supplement, is the other ingredients. I'm sorry, the ingredients list. Let's search here. That's not. All right, so that's not searchable. The other one that will be searchable is the company name right here, the buy. So I'm going to go ahead and search for this just to make sure that it's not changed as well. Okay, and there we go, and that's searchable. You can see it's showing up. So, in conclusion, title, company name, feature list. Those are the only, and, oh, there's one other place, but you can't see these. When you enter a product into Amazon like this, you have a keyword field, and you can put in whatever keywords you want in that field. You're limited to, I think it's 25 characters times 5 lines, so that's what, 125? I believe that's what you're limited to, 125 characters. But you can put anything you want in those, and those will be searchable. Okay, but description is not searchable. A lot of people think it is, it's not. So I'll prove it's not, just by doing this. Let's copy this phrase, and then go here, go back here. Okay, it's showing up, but it's probably showing up because that's probably a feature, probably in the feature list. Let's see. Vital mineral complexes. Yeah, right here. It's showing up because it's in the feature list. So let's get a longer splice of this, so I'm going to do that sentence there, and we'll see if that sentence shows up. I'm sure it doesn't. Okay, so it doesn't. So that proves that it's the description is not searchable. But the reason I did this exercise is to show you how to do this yourself. So now, anytime you want to know if a field's searchable, just do this. Just get the ASIN number, comma space, and then include something from that field in the search box, and then you'll know if it's searchable or not. Okay? All right. Anonymous wanted to know, can you change elements of an Amazon listing after its life? Yeah, absolutely. You can go in and edit anything you want after its life. Larry wants to know, what's the best place to find press release writers? I use this site here. Needanarticle.com, and I'll put that in the chat, and I'll also put it in the mind map. You can sign up for Need an Article. They do charge as a membership fee. It's like $10 a month. But if you need writing done, then it's a good deal for $9.95 a month. Now, you still have to pay for whatever you get written. The $9.95 a month allows you access to their team of writers, and they have really good writers. So you can go in here and have press releases done. They do an excellent job. What I like is I don't have to submit a ton of information. If I need a press release done on the website, I just say, this is the website, this is the link to the website, I need a press release written for this website, and they'll go out and do it. And they charge about $25 for that. So that's the best, that's the place I recommend for press releases. Jim wants to know, can you please discuss retargeting? Retargeting, okay. What retargeting is, if you've ever noticed this before, say you go to a website like AWeber. Say you go to AWeber and you look around and you end up not signing up for AWeber. But then later on, you're on another site like CNN. Later on that day or that week or even that month, you're looking at the news on CNN. And all of a sudden, you see an ad for AWeber right over here in the banner, like right here maybe, or maybe here. And you think, that's interesting. I was just at AWeber, and now I'm seeing an ad for AWeber. And then later on, you're on another news site, like the Huffington Post, and you see another ad for AWeber. And you're like, wow, that AWeber, they have ads everywhere. And then later on, you're at another site, and you see another ad for AWeber. You're like, wow, it almost looks like AWeber is following me around. Well, actually, they are following you around. They're using a service that drops a cookie on your computer. When you visit their site at AWeber, it drops a cookie. And then when you're on certain news sites, and there's not just news, but other sites as well, and there's tens of thousands of other sites in this network, then there's companies that will buy remnant space from these and display your ads, display AWeber's ads. It's very, very inexpensive because the only people seeing the ads are the people who came from this site or came to your site and had the cookie dropped. Now, this is another type of what I would call the other list. In this case, this is the invisible list. It's not really a list of, it's not a list of email addresses. It's not a list where you know individually who the people are, but you can see how many cookies have been dropped when people come to your site. And a couple of places that you can use for this, the best one is Perfect Audience. And Perfect Audience also works with Facebook. So you can target your Facebook fans as well. There's another one that I also use, but it just got bought by another company. It's called SiteScout. And SiteScout requires a $500 deposit to get started. So I don't recommend this for most people. So just use Perfect Audience if you're interested in doing that. You can sign up for a free trial and play with it. And I had, at one time, I had a presentation on using how to use Perfect Audience. Unfortunately, that presentation got lost, and I'm not sure where it's at. I looked all over the place for it the other day, but I will still continue to try to find that presentation. But you know, even without, just go to Perfect Audience and just do the free trial, and you can check out how it works. Okay, that's all I have there. See if there's any more questions today. We've got just a couple of minutes left here. We got 6 minutes left. How can we see the special report you did for the Teespring webinar to get an idea how you structure special reports? Just go download it. It's on the site happyhappydogdog.org. I put that into the chat. Yeah. I'll put it in the mind map as well. Okay, happyhappydogdog.org. Do you always use Redirect Roundup for all your Facebook links? Actually, I'm not using Redirect Roundup. I'm just using some software that I have that we developed just for my company. And the software that we're using uses the same technology as Redirect Roundup. Redirect Roundups is one of my websites. It's a service that I sell. I think it's like $5 a month that allows you to do redirects. And it's right here. It's easy. That's not it. It's easyrd.me is the site. And actually, we don't have any way of paying for it here. I'll have to get you a link to that. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just give everyone access to this so you can have some place to create links. And what this allows you to do is it allows you to create redirect links. If you go to this site, I'm going to put it in the chat. And I'll also put it in my map for people watching on the replay. And I'll put another link in the mind map that will allow you to access it to get a license for free or to get membership for free, okay? So you'll be able to create your own redirects. Is the software you prefer available on your site? Which software are you talking about, Diva? Not sure what you mean. Happy Happy Dog Dog takes you to a squeeze page, is that right? Yes. Happyhappydogdog.org, remember .org, it takes you to a squeeze page, and that's where the report is that you can check out. The software I use instead of Redirect Roundup, it uses the same technology as Redirect Roundup. I don't sell that because it was developed just for my company, and it's not very user-friendly. The Redirect Roundup is the user-friendly version of it, okay? Nina says, I'm not sure what you're referring to here, Nina. Could it be because animal is a negative term for those categories? So not sure what you're referring to there. If you can just let me know. It probably referring to something I was doing before. Is there a video that explains ebook hawk because I bought it and do not remember how it works? I think we do have a training video for that. Hang on a second, I'll look. Let me go ahead and put that in my map too. Training videos. Yeah, we have a training video of a category hawk. And here's the link to it. I put it in my map, but I also just put it in the chat. And there you'll see training videos for several of our software products, Keyword Bloodhound, eBook Niche Explorer, Game Book Creator, Low Hanging Traffic, Category Hawk. And we just had a bunch of training videos done for Micro Niche Finder that we'll be adding as well. Are you still doing Kindle? Yes. And what would you recommend for 2014 for Kindle? I think 2014 you should start looking at doing video inside of Kindle. So if that's opening up now. And if you need to know how to do that, I am not an expert on doing that. But I do know that Colin Scott and his Speedy Publishing site, he has training on how to do that. Okay, Nina says, when searching health and beauty plus dog ASIN for animal supplement, would animal be a likely negative keyword for human supplement? I'm still not sure what you mean by that, Nina. I'm not sure why you would have a dog, and there's no such thing as a dog ASIN. You have each product has its own ASIN. Okay, I'm going back over. If you want to rephrase that, Nina, I'll wait because I'm going back over to look at other questions, see if I missed anything. Okay, I don't see any other questions. There was a question here about image hacks, and the image hacks is doing the memes. That's basically hacking images. You hack the hack means basically you're putting the caption on the image. And that's what I'm talking about there. Have you covered Micro Niche Finder in any of these sessions? No, I didn't cover Micro Niche Finder in any of these sessions, but like I said, we do have several new training videos for Micro Niche Finder, and those will be put on the training site that I put a link to. It's the netresults.com/videos. Nina says, I don't understand why a dog supplement would be in the health and beauty category in Amazon. I'm not sure why either, Nina. It's just basically that's where they put it when they listed it. There's actually a separate category for pet supplies, and it should go under there. But honestly, the category you put your product in is not that big of a deal. Not that big of a deal at all. Because let me ask you this. When you're searching on Amazon, Do you do this? Let's say you're searching for a dog supplement. Do you go to Amazon and let's go to the homepage. Okay, so I need a dog supplement. Do I go to Amazon? Do I click on the departments here? Do I look for the one that has a supplement for pets? Okay, so pet supplies, do I click there and then look for supplements for joint pain? Do you think people do that? Do you think people find, I misspelled it, sorry. Do you think people try to find the correct category first, or is it more likely they do this? They go to Amazon and they type in pet supplement. For joint pain. Not even worrying about the category. Which of those is more likely? I think that probably 95% of people buying stuff on Amazon, they could care less about the category. They just go to that search box and they type in what they're looking for. So that's why category, not totally irrelevant, but not really worth a whole lot. It's worth more with books because people with books, they will tend to browse the best sellers and they'll look at the different categories for those. But with general products, no. Exactly, Dina, they cast a wide net. Very good way of putting that. They cast a wide net. The course you bought on Udemy that talks about images is not the image hack. I'm not sure what you mean about the course I bought on Udemy. I didn't buy a course on Udemy. Do you recommend buying this Udemy image course that you bought? I'm not sure what you're referring to. I didn't buy a Udemy image course. Okay, so that's going to be it for this session. If I left anything open or if you're still unclear about some things, just go to the question link, which is in the mind map right here, and ask your question there. If I didn't answer it completely or the way you thought I should, just ask it a different way, kind of clarify it. Yeah, I think you confuse that image course with the Pinterest course. The Pinterest course is the one that's the one we have on. And yeah, I guess Pinterest is sort of using images, but yeah. That's the one that we have on Udemy. And I gave that as a free bonus. It's in one of the mind maps here. I think it's probably in the Udemy one. Bonuses. Yeah. If you look under the Udemy mind map, you'll see that course right here. It's called Profit with Pinterest. All right? So you can get that for free. And that does have some good tips about using images. All right, so that's it for today. Thanks for coming. And next the bonus class on stock trading investing. That will be next Thursday, as long as I'm not out of town for some particular reason. You know, my wife's having surgery this week. I talked about that before the class started. As long as nothing comes up with that, then we'll have class next Thursday. Not this coming Thursday, but the 23rd. And that'll be our usual time, 2 o'clock. Okay, and then we'll have a Q&A session once a month after that. Okay? Thanks again for coming, and have a great week. Look forward to seeing you next week. Goodbye. The organ